Okay, call it the meeting of the House Transportation Committee to order April 1st, 5:10 PM. We have a forum, Representative Mulder, Representative Jerry Mackey, Representative Kurt Menard, and Representative Gary Davis chairing in place of Representative Foster. We have before us House Bill 240 by Carl Moses. I will hear. An act allowing gaming devices on ferries. Representative Moses, you want to step forward and yell into the microphone?
Thank you, Chairman. Representative Moses. I have introduced House Bill 240 to allow the state ferry system an opportunity to enhance its revenue and thus improve its cost efficiency. My chief interest in this matter is the physical opportunity, however, I also recognize the need to provide greater recreational activity for adults on ferry runs, which the weather is poor, has very little else other than the ferry. It is not my intention to set the stage for greater gaming activities such as casino-style operations, the slot and video-style machines that are best practices of security and managerial control. I have essentially crafted this bill to allow for the state ferry system to set up and operate the program itself, or to contract out the operation of the program. For your information, I have included a package of position paper from the 1989 Senate Bill 146, which offered the same opportunity to the ferry system. Additionally, an opportunity to remain much the same today as the 1989. I urge your favorable view of the House Bill 240.
Okay, thank you, Representative Moses. Any questions? I guess it's a pretty cut and dry issue. You either support the semi-gambling on the ferry as takes place in other places. Any questions at all? Representative Mulder.
What game are you anticipating, Carl?
I can have a slot machine. I just set up, I have my machine, like a poker machine, but whatever is practical, we can fit in.
Can who decide what machines? DOT or Commerce or?
For you?
The bingo lady.
I can I'd like to make note of the fiscal note, $133,000 first year and $38,000 next following 3 years, $81,000 and $41,000. I wonder, that's not revenue, huh? Revenue would be more than that, I suppose.
They'll pay for that the first day.
I should hope so. I should hope if you think I'm more than a half dozen machines.
Yeah, I noticed in the breakdown of the fiscal note there's the installations and wiring and anticipated running into some asbestos while running wiring and making allowances for that. So. Okay. Representative Menard, have any specific problems, concerns?
What were the intentions of the chair?
To move it out on?
And be ready for that. Mr. Chairman, I don't have any problems with this bill going along and debating, being further debated in the process, so I'd move with some of the recommendations.
Any objection? Seeing none? No move?
Okay.
Thank you.
It's that.
Okay, we're done here.
Jeannie Hammond?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Signature?
I do.
Jerry?
Okay. Oh, they're traveling. I just come down and get you guys. Go ahead.
Okay.